Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa. We're taking you inside the International Builder Show in Las Vegas. And we're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth talking with Tom Silva and Norm Abram from This Old House. And interviewing experts from Lumber Liquidators, Stanley Tools, Rockwell Tools, and Da Vinci Roofscapes. Finding out what they're revealing at the Builder Show. So what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas. And that's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you.
My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome back to the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
Oh, thank you for welcoming me back.
Right here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, at the International Builder Show.
Yeah, we're seeing some great rollouts here at the Builder Show, and we have some incredible interviews coming up.
We do. We're very excited. It's a
Absolutely.
Big show.
It's a big show, but we've narrowed the focus.
We have. You know, we've got our game faces on, and, you know, we tackle things very...
That's right. Yeah. The cord on my microphone's actually long enough. I might take somebody out in the hallway.
Please don't.
Or corridor. What are these?
Mark played rugby, so he actually might take someone out.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
We are joined in our booth, the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
Yes.
My Fix It Up Life
yes.
roofing favorite
yes.
booth.
Yes, yes, yes.
By Mark Hansen from Da Vinci Roofscapes.
We are. Well,
thanks for having me. Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How
yeah.
are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good,
yeah.
good.
Now, how is the show working out for you so far? You got people coming through, interest, the whole thing?
Yeah, we're having a great show. Lots of traffic, a lot of people coming through with some genuine interest. I think 2010 is really going to be a great comeback year for our industry.
Awesome. Yep. Oh, yeah. Hey, positive news. He's the one.
He's the one?
He's the positive guy.
Ooh.
Get you on CNN.
We need to
there
have you over
yeah.
our house all the time, too.
But the Da Vinci Roofscapes, which we've talked about on My Fix It Up Life.
We have.
We're installing in our house. It's beautiful, and we've said things on the previous shows like durability, and it's gorgeous, and you
green.
Know all these design features.
Mm-hmm.
There's huge green element, 50-year roof. But what does that mean? I mean, what is it? Get us from here to what the definition of a 50-year roof is.
Absolutely. In my mind, it's all about the testing that helps us determine how our roof is going to perform 50 years from now.
I love
and,
this.
And, yeah, and that's one thing at Da Vinci that we take really seriously. And there are some tests that really give you an indication of how the roof is going to perform. One of them is a straight-line wind test. All of our products are rated for 110 miles an hour, straight-line wind test.
Mm. Now, how do you do that? I mean, do you get a bunch of people and
yeah, no, it's not like, you know...
Not that specific.
Yeah.
Well, there's the straight-line wind test is pretty simple. As you can imagine, you know, giant fans, straight-line wind.
Uh-huh.
We take it even further, though, with a few other tests. We've got a TAS 100 that takes that wind at 105 miles an hour, giant fan, and then adds water to that to simulate wind-driven rain.
Okay.
The wind-driven rain will go 5-minute intervals, and we'll do this whole thing for 2 hours. And if the water doesn't penetrate the roof, then you passed, and we've passed the TAS 100.
Okay. And now, is that an official, like an ASTM kind of...
Yeah, the TAS 100 is something that a lot of different roofing companies try to pass. Some do, some don't.
Okay.
But it's not a Da Vinci test. It's an industry standard test.
Right.
And that's really what we focus on. And we want our you know, our customers to be well informed and understand what they're getting. You
right.
know, and that those industry standard tests help us do that.
That's so good.
So as a point of comparison, 110 miles an hour. I mean, if you're driving your car that fast, it'd be a big deal. But relative to meteorology, or if you were not wearing a shirt riding a motorcycle with no helmet, that would seem fast.
I guess you should put roofscape material on your body when you're driving a motorcycle. Is that what you're getting at?
No!
Okay.
Can a guy ask a question?
Not really.
Okay, so moving on. Relative to meteorology, what is 110 mile an hour wind in the form of a supercell or a hurricane?
Mm.
What is that in weather terms?
Yeah, great question. Probably one, you know, when we start talking about wind speeds and relative to hurricanes and that kind of thing, I can tell you that our Bella Forte product is rated for 180 miles an hour,
Ooh.
And that's actually a class 5 hurricane. hurricane.
So like
the
Hurricane Andrew?
There you go. Class 5. Now, sometimes that might be, the 180 is probably the low end of a class 5, but that's a class 5 hurricane. And then you work your way down. We all know that, a 60-mile-an-hour day is pretty darn windy.
Yes.
So anything over 100 miles an hour is a pretty significant test for your roof.
Now, is there also impact testing?
There's also impact testing. And that'll speak to how your roof will perform to, flying debris and branches and especially hail in hail areas, or even walking on your roof. Walkability is a big deal, too, to be able to go clean your windows and not ruin your roof.
Yeah.
So they measure impact in classes through class 4. Class 2, 3, 4. Class 4 is the highest rating you can get, and we have a class 4 impact rating. It's so high or so important that insurance companies will actually offer you a discount in hail areas to have a class 4 roof, because they know it's going to perform in that storm and they're not going to have to pay out and give you a new roof.
Love it.
Right on. Now, and how do you do it? What's the impact test?
The impact test is a 2-inch ball bearing that they're going to drop from 20 feet in the air. And then it's going to hit the roofing product. If there's no damage, then you've passed. And that simulates hail and all that kind of thing. But again, class 4 is just about as rough as it gets.
So all of this combines to give it the DaVinci products that 50-year rating.
Absolutely. We feel confident that we can give you the 50 years because we know it can withstand all these things.
Right.
And we want to know how it's going to perform. So pretty much every test that we put the product through, we're looking to achieve the highest rating. We want to not only pass, but we want to achieve the highest rating available. Same with our fire ratings. Class A fire rating is the best fire rating you can get, and that's what we've achieved with the DaVinci products.
Now, I absolutely love that, because we're putting on a DaVinci roof, when we get home from the builder
and
show.
And by we, she means me.
Yeah, that's true.
Someone needs to supervise.
Yeah, I'm very good at supervising.
Yeah. You're not
keep
my friend.
Keep the job going on.
Yeah. And I don't want to have to think about the roof again.
That's the thing.
Ever.
One and done.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like we talked about before. When it's a 50-year roof, let's face it, 50 years is a long time, and it's probably the last roof we're going to put on. And remember, 50 years is what we're warranting it for, not what we're expecting it to perform for. We believe it'll go far beyond 50 years. So, yeah, this is the last roof you're gonna buy.
I love it.
That alone is reason to change from a commodity product that you can get anywhere to something like this, because it is either for resale value, we're ready to, say, hey, it's the style element and things we've talked about on the show before.
Sure.
But guess what? Sure, you might pay a little more for this house, but you're not messing around with tearing off shingles and having your life disrupted and your roof disrupted by a replacement.
Absolutely.
So good.
Love it.
And it looks beautiful. Our roof looks beautiful. We've already put it on our porch.
We have.
And it looks beautiful.
It
stands out in our neighborhood, and it makes our neighbor's roofs not look so good.
Well, we're licensed contractors, and over the years, I've put on a million roofs. Three-tab shingles way back when. Giant feedback that deafened me just now. I don't know if it's quieter than my nail gun. And,
I don't know about that.
Architecturals and the whole thing. Yeah. And what I'm looking for and what I want to give my customers or our customers is that peace of mind that says I'm not going to have to come back because something blew off in a windstorm.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's
how we see it too. Absolutely.
So and now how am I going to formulate this thought?
I have no idea.
I've got to stitch these thoughts together. Maybe. Hello? Is there any help? I'm getting harassed from inside the DaVinci Roofscapes booth by DaVinci Roofscapes personnel.
Well, maybe you deserve it, Mark. Maybe you've been naughty.
All right. I actually have.
I think
thought.
Maybe I might have to give you a little time out or something.
Green.
Green, yeah.
I'm going green. If you're not throwing a roof away in 20 years... Can you speak to that concept?
Absolutely. It's about sustainability. I mean, that's we know the roof is going to perform for 50 years. So where an asphalt roof might go to the landfill two,
right,
or sometimes even three times.
Yeah.
And it may have a warranty for 50 years, but that doesn't mean a hailstorm isn't going to come along. If it's not a class 4 and it's not rated for that and it's not warranted for that, it could still be headed to the landfill regardless of the warranty. So you might send asphalt two or three times to the landfill with DaVinci DaVinci, you're talking sustainability. You'll also qualify for LEED points through the water reclamation, where you can save the water and use it to water your lawn or other things in
love
your yard,
it.
Too. Yeah,
can't
yeah. So.
Lose. Absolutely love it.
Can't lose.
And you can find out more about DaVinci Roofscapes at DaVinciRoofscapes.com, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you.
Back at the DaVinci Roofscapes booth in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
For the International Builders Show.
One of the biggest trade shows on this green earth.
That's true.
And we're joined by John from Lumber Liquidators.
And we love Lumber Liquidators, too, because we, are putting in a floor right now.
We've got a flooring project going and a bunch of editorial projects going wrapped around it.
We do.
We're doing an uncommon floor, though. I had to look around in your booth to find our naughty eastern white wide plank pine.
Oh, good, but you found it though, right?
It's there. It's
great.
There.
We love it too.
Oh yeah. It is. It's not a floor for everybody because the beauty of it is its imperfection.
Yes. And we like that.
That's what we dig. That's our thing. That's our mojo.
Yeah, because
imperfection is your mojo.
That's it.
Well, it is. Because, yeah. We have kids and we're banging around constantly in the house and we, like things that are a little bit,
Well, the pine is a softwood species. It picks up marks and dings and scratches. And we love that. And the knots are huge.
It's going to show your lifestyle.
Exactly.
It does, yeah.
Exactly. But here's the segue to you and the other products at Lumber Liquidators. Not everybody's into that. They want, a Brazilian cherry or they want a succulent clear maple. And what are the trends?
What's hot right now? What are you seeing that people really want?
Well, quite frankly, what we see continuing is a wide width, a look at a wide width product, something a little bit getting away from that strip appearance.
Right. So by wide width, your regular,
Two and a quarter,
red oak.
More to like a 3 1/4, 4, up to a 5-inch wide.
Oh, okay. And are those coming in all species, or where's the demand for that wider width?
It pretty much goes across all species.
Oh, really? So yeah. Is there like a particular color or anything that people are looking
warmer
for?
Warmer tones. Warmer mm-hmm. tones. Your Brazilian cherry is always a very popular looking floor. It's got a great color tone to it.
Mm-hmm.
You take a look at some of the other exotics, they have some great color tones to it. And they also do some great work with hand scraping and doing some mm-hmm. other added features to the products to give them more, appeal and more designer looks.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Cool. And when you're talking about the tropicals, you're talking about more of a richer, darker, kind of chocolatey tone?
Chocolatey, getting towards some reds as well.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. Now, are we talking raw floors or are these pre-finished products or are they both?
Well, you can get them both. Obviously, within pre-finish, our premium product is the Bellawood product with a 50-year wear warranty on it. And you got a wide selection of products and widths and grades as well within that line.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm sorry, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
Off to you.
Oh, he's just such a gentleman.
Let me throw my coat down over this puddle so you can ask a question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I heard that you guys have an app for the iPhone, too.
Yes, we do. We're just launching that here. And,
here at the Builder Show.
Yeah, it'll give everyone an opportunity to look at samples right on their iPhone or their iPod or their iTouch.
Wow. Is there anything else that you can do besides look at samples? Anything else?
Can you do like a calculator?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got the flooring calculator on there. You can get a lot of questions answered. And then obviously, any more questions that become more in-depth, jump right on our website or go to one of our stores.
Right, right.
And your website is lumberliquidators.com.
Correct.
Very cool.
Right. And now, Lumber Liquidators, obviously, actually, I want to back up for a second because I'm confused about some of the stuff we've been going on here.
Okay.
Happens all the time.
I know.
Bella Wood is something I've seen, you know, in a bunch of places, on Jack Thomason's show, with the HGTV Dream Homes and Green Homes and things of that nature. But what is Bella Wood? I don't really know.
Bella Wood is something we take a lot of pride in. Bella Wood is a product that we finish ourselves. And what we do is we take a very detailed look at the chemistry on that finish so that the process that it's applied with, the various chemicals that are in that finish, provide a true 50-year warranty, a product that will last long into that 50-year lifespan of any home.
Wow. All
right.
That's
so good.
So underneath that Bella Wood finish, that really the Bella Wood brand is the finish, and then there are all kinds of different species and widths and sizes and
correct and grades as well, so you can get that character look if you're looking for a more character look, or if you're looking for a more tailored fine maple you mentioned before, is
sure.
A nice clean white wood. You got all of that available to you in the Bella Wood.
Sure. Yeah, we have a friend who's a custom builder in Arlington, Virginia, who does $1 million homes, mm-hmm. and his little design trick to add some character and some luster is to do a number 2 oak and a 4-inch width, and I'll be darned if it doesn't work great.
Yeah, and again, looks, the great thing about wood is you can get varying types of decors and looks within it just by looking at grade and width.
Perfect. Now, installation. Will Lumber Liquidators install for you? Is it just a store? Do you have to install it yourself? What's the deal?
No, we provide installation services for you as well. And, of course, anything for the DIY as well is all available for you there.
So good.
Perfect. Perfect. Thresholds,
well,
those kinds of
all
things.
Your moldings, all your underlayments, everything you're going to need.
Well, and we're doing something unusual with flooring in our house, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. A different kind of application. We're going to build a barn door for our kitchen out of what we have out of the same flooring.
Pine.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous in that pine. That'd be very pretty.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
We're going to do a nice X brace.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use some, that it's not, well, it's barn door hardware.
It is barn door hardware.
So the door will slide left and right, and that will be a unique application for that stuff.
Yeah, we think it's kind of unique.
We see a lot of unique applications. We actually have people put it on the ceilings. We have people
really?
Doing wainscoting with it.
Yeah.
Getting some nice blends with the floor with some other accents in the room.
Ooh.
That is good.
Now you're cooking with gas. So here's another question. Is there a design trend for our listeners where between pre-finished floors and raw floors that get sanded right on site?
Well, each one provides a specific need or a specific service to you. Obviously, a pre-finished product gives you a warranted finish and gives you a lot of durability into it. Unfinished gives you the capability to customize it with regards to color and maybe alternating widths and things like that.
Right on.
Very good.
Right on. So we talked earlier about there are threshold and saddles and tees. Is there a shoe mold available also?
Everything you're going to need is there. Not only the materials, but also the know-how. So there's accessibility to our in-house finish and our in-house technical advisors. That's available to you at every store or online. And, of course, all of the sundries and accessories and everything you're going to need to complete the entire job. So if you're a DIYer, and you need all those little pieces, we're going to walk you through the whole process.
That's so helpful.
That's great. And when you go to a store, you can say, hey, you know, how do I deal with a door jam, or how do I deal with trim, those kinds of things, and those answers will be there for the DIYer?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Very good.
Awesome. And how about direct job site delivery for the pro builder? Can we go right from ordering to, you know, bazillion cubic feet on a custom home?
Well, with 190 stores, we certainly will have inventory available for the builder.
Yeah.
However he wants to get it, pick it up, or delivery can be arranged.
Cool.
I love it.
Cool. Here's one that befuddles me all the time.
Mm.
Acclimatization. All right.
I shouldn't say
it befuddles me. It befuddles everybody.
Yeah, we're always wrestling with that kind of thing at our house. You know, when to bring it inside, how long we have to have it inside to make sure that it's not going to, you know.
What if we have a job going on in
mm-hmm.
one room, we have to move it outside, and heaven forbid it's raining?
Yes.
Have we damaged our floor, or is there a sort of rule of thumb for acclimatization?
Again, that's going to depend on the product. If you're doing a three-quarter inch solid product, that's going to require far more acclimation as well. That's a moisture situation, getting that product to a usable moisture condition. But with other products like engineered and laminates, acclimatization also means bringing it to temperature. So if I'm up in Minnesota and I have a bunch of laminate in my van and I'm bringing it in to install it, you're going to want to let it get to a room temperature before you put it down.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of I was going to say laminate, but the engineered products, I haven't done that, and I haven't thought about temperature, which is huge. And
huge to being happy with the product after it's installed, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can find out more about Lumber Liquidators at lumberliquidators.com, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Life with Mark and Teresa inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas.
Rockin' Las Vegas, baby. We stayed up all night last night.
Oh,
fact,
we so really did.
Totally just got in right now.
From partying?
I got in. I didn't even get in. Just went straight to here, man. I don't need to sleep. Let's go.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Let's go.
Good thing we got a hotel room, man.
What for?
Okay.
Place to keep your clothes, maybe take a shower.
Maybe shower later. Yeah. Anyway.
We do have a special guest joining us.
We do have a special guest standing next to us right now.
And as much as I don't want to admit it, he's a good guest.
He is a good guest, and he knows something that we've been asking each other for a while. Where's Fat Max?
Who's Fat Max?
Where is he?
Chime in.
It's a secret. We can't tell you.
What?
Well, anyway, this is Todd Langston
nice
from Stanley. Thanks for joining us on My Fix It Up Life. And
Max is a very anonymous person who's really good at designing products, but we can't divulge his location.
He's kind of private.
Is it Dick Cheney?
No.
Disclose location.
You mean Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Oh, he's with Tiger.
Tiger.
No, he's not with Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Tiger was sighted on the moon and also under Volcanoes National Park in Hawaii.
Yeah. He's been sighted everywhere. That's so good.
Maybe what we should do,
is introduce our guest,
Todd Langston from Stanley Tools.
And thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure.
I have to say, it's great to be here with you, Teresa.
Oh, well, thank you. What should we do with Mark?
I think he should go take a shower and make use of his room.
Ooh, I think that would be a really good idea. There's something interesting on television.
Good. So Todd Langston is one of the old pros in the tool business. He's been around for a long time.
About as long as you, dear.
Yep.
Okay. And Mark loses again. Todd, what's happening at Stanley?
All kinds of things. Lots of great products.
Yes.
A lot of exciting things happening. And I'd love to tell you about some of them.
Would you please?
Absolutely. Well, where do you want to start?
Well, since I don't know what the products are, I'm banking on you to sort of lead us down that road. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought if you want to start with an application, we could do that. I'll tell you what. One that I know you in particular would like is a clamping level. Never heard of it, right?
No, I haven't.
That would be nice.
Yeah. And we're hanging cabinets right now.
That would be a nice, nice feature.
And we are using the Fat Max lighted level on that cabinet.
But
for people on the radio can't see me gesticulating like I'm holding a level. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, they can't see you, dear.
Well, I tell you what I should do is probably explain that. You know, the new level, the clamping level, along with a few other hand tools, are part of not the Stanley Fat Max line or not the Stanley line, but Bostitch is getting into a line of hand tools, too.
Really? Yeah. Bostitch, the pneumatic nailer brand.
That's correct.
Wow.
And the rationale is we've done a lot of research at Stanley, and the thing we figured out was that you know, the Fatmax line takes you to a certain point. But then when you deal with pros that have used Bostitch over the years, they're doing flooring, they're doing finish work, they're doing framing, they're doing, you know, roofing. And there's a particular set of needs that they have that's a little bit different. It's very pro-focused. And a lot of times if you go into certain retail outlets, you know, your average DIYer might look at these and go, hey, wait a minute. That's a little bit above my skill level, or why would that cost more? And that's the Bostitch line. There's an explanation for it. When you see the Bostitch, there's a reason, because they have particular features and benefits that are really pro oriented. But you know, you're aspiring DIYer who loves new tools and would get it. This is a perfect tool for it.
Yeah, but, or if you just like high quality tools, and who doesn't?
Yeah, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah,
you know, and the clamping level in particular. This one's cool because I know you've been in this situation many, many times where you're sitting there, you've got a 2x4 you're trying to put in place, whether it's in a door frame or whether it's, you know, just a framing member, you're trying to make it plumb, and you're positioning the level onto the board, and the two compete with each other because you're trying to really put that board into place, and your level is, you're trying to fidget with that. So that, you know, so basically, wouldn't it be awesome if you could just lock it onto the board and take your hammer and tap the board into place? And that's what the level does.
That's
and the
so
level,
smart.
Yeah, it's really cool.
For those of you who know me, I'm smiling calmly, which is a rare circumstance.
It is very rare for Mark to be smiling calmly.
Yeah, because that's when the stroke of genius happens.
Yeah, you know, a lot
obviously, you didn't develop this product.
I did not, no. We have smart engineers that do it.
And
yeah, we'd be in big trouble if I was
designing
the product.
Is it available now, or is it coming out soon?
It'll be available in March.
Okay.
And, you know, another cool thing about it is that it has a clamp that grabs onto, you know, 1x lumber. But another thing is it has these other hands that clamp out. I'll show you a quick picture here so that you can see.
This is good.
Yeah, I know that you can't see it on the radio, but the idea is basically it grabs a 2x4 by the side.
Sure.
And the other thing is there's another piece that you flip out that can grab it. You know, if you're doing sister boards or if you've got 4x lumber, it grabs a 4x as well.
You can grab 1x through a 4x with the level clamp.
That's right.
And we'll post a picture of this on our website at myfixituplife.com.
Excellent. Oh, that's great. Now that I'm looking at this sheet, it's kind of an outline for us.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about next?
Well, everybody needs a hammer.
Yes.
And there's one particular hammer in this lineup that is really unique. And if you look at that hammer, or if you see this hammer, when you go on to Bostitch.com, or if you're looking on your website,
right,
you'll see that this hammer has a 75% larger strike face. And that basically gives you improved striking accuracy. And, you know, a lot of times folks are... It's just a larger head, so you can hit whatever you're trying to hit.
You're talking sweet spot.
Sweet spot. Just like a golf club or you know, a tennis racket. The same concept applies here.
And what I'm looking at when I see this hammer, and if you're listening to our show and walking around the International Builder Show right now, you can see this photograph that I'm showing like a third grade teacher reading a book to the class, is a dramatically straight rip claw.
Yes.
Which... Yeah. I don't know about other builders and remodelers, but in our licensed contracting business, that rip claw is used more for ripping stuff out and knocking stuff down than it is for pulling any nails.
Very, very true.
So I like to see that, and we'll post a picture of this somewhere, someplace. Anybody can post a picture of anything.
That's right.
So now,
you're so tech savvy, hon.
I know all about the interline.
Oh, yeah. You know everything about the intercom and the interweb.
Intercom.
And, yeah, exactly.
We definitely know who the brains of the operation is.
And you're always U-facing, too.
Yes, we do.
He's a big U-facer.
I represent
good
the strong.
Good thing he's got you.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you that.
That's true. And more ways than one. Trace is beautiful, and I look like shoe leather.
That's so sweet.
Well, you got a face for radio, though, Mark.
I represent
so
strong back. Can we talk about products?
Oh, sorry. I got kind of, you know, sidetracked there.
What do you even do? Do you even work there? Or do you just get a T-shirt and walk around the corner and say, oh, look, they're interviewing Norm and Tom. I better head. Hey, I work for Stanley. Here's a sheet of paper.
That's not nice, dear.
He's an imposter.
No, he's not. He knows a lot. He knows Fatmax.
So,
you don't.
Teresa, can we just go on with the interview and exclude Mark from this? Because I think you're getting the product and you're understanding.
Yeah, I'm going to stuff Mark under the table and then we'll talk.
Does Fatmax happen anymore?
Absolutely. Fatmax is still a viable part of the line. And, you know, there's a lot of innovation going on there. You mentioned the lighted levels.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example of a product that's just come out recently. There's a lot more stuff coming down the pike. It's just that the Boston Chan tools are one of the newest and neatest, you know, launches recently because all the cool features and benefits on them. But plenty of good stuff coming with FatMax.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Well, and we gave away one of the lighted levels on our show a few months ago, and we had tons of people who wanted it.
Yes, we got a lot of. In fact, it lit up our Facebook page. See?
Yeah.
See?
You're so funny.
So I can render three people dead silent, and that will be how we close off this interview with Todd Langston from Stanley Tools. Please check out myfixituplife.com, and we will be back with more of My Fix It Up Life, the International Builder Show.
My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and we're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth at the International Builder Show in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada, and we are joined. I'm not even gonna go around and do any chit chat.
You're not gonna chit chat me.
Well, I'm gonna chit chat about not chit chatting.
Okay, then. Well, that sounds pretty good. Let's talk for a little while about how you're not gonna talk to me about stuff that doesn't mean anything.
Well, why don't we talk?
Funny thing happened to me on the way to the Builder Show.
Oh, we'll be here all week.
All
don't
right.
forget to tip your waiters and bartenders. And while we talk to each other, we're not talking to a special guest, Tom Silva from This Old House.
Tom Silva from This Old House. He's welcome.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here. Builder Show's looking good this year. A lot of great stuff, as usual.
As usual. Very strong turnout.
Yeah.
Very strong turnout.
Good crowd.
Yeah, and have you been visiting a lot of booths so far?
I have been in... four different locations today.
Easy for
good
you to
turnouts,
say.
Good turnouts. It's been great.
Awesome.
Been great.
Awesome. So you're seeing a lot of bodies and the floor is busy and all that other stuff?
I'm seeing a lot of bodies and a lot of floors. I haven't got time to get around to a lot of different booths to see what's new and hot. But,
right.
I know there's got to be a lot of good stuff here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's the same thing with us. We're running from pillar to post trying to stitch all these interviews and appearances together and that kind of thing.
We're kind of lucky, though, because we're inviting everybody to come talk to us.
Yeah, I had to come all the way from the other side to come over here, but it was well worth it.
Oh, thank you.
Look at that. That's nice. That's $20 sitting right there
bucks.
For this.
That's what he wanted. He said 20 bucks.
Well, and for all of our listeners, it's a long walk here at the Builder Show. It's one of the largest shows in the country.
It is.
And, you know, he's not joking. It is a long walk.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it because we know you're busy. Yeah. And I guess we should probably ask some, like, questions.
Well, one question I'm dying to ask is what do you do when you're not doing anything to do with building? What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I boat. I'm a boater.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Actually, all of us are boaters, all of the guys. You know, except the only one that isn't is our host, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a boater, but we're trying to get him into that.
Okay.
But, I live and die to work, but I really love and die to be on my boat.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Power or sail?
Power.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't have time. I have very few days off, so when I want to go somewhere, if I was a sailboater, I'd still be trying to get back. So, as much as I love to sail, I'm a power boater.
There you go. And is it like a weekend trip kind of thing? Is it out and back?
Most of the time, it's a weekend deal.
Yeah.
You know, we leave Friday afternoon. I try to get out early Friday, and I come back late Sunday.
There you go.
So we go to the Cape Cod. We go to the Nantucket. We go to Block Island, Rhode Island, Maine, all of that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. And just pull up at the dock and...
Last year was not a good year for boating.
Is that right?
The weather was awful.
Oh, no.
But you know, still a day on the water, even if it's in the dark, is still good to me. So
there you go.
That's so kind.
You got what about you? You guys have a hobby?
Yeah, it's home improvement. we used to have hobbies, and then we got a 100-year-old house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we have two young kids, too.
Yeah.
So I guess...
Well, they'll keep you busy.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, home improvement and young kids really is a tight mix. I bought an old house when I first got married. My daughter wasn't allowed to crawl for 2 years because I had... a home project going on.
Oh, my goodness.
Too much dirt and plaster dust.
Now, if you're like every other carpenter I know, it's been an ongoing process. Where are you done? Have you ever finished it? Did you buy another fixer-upper?
No, I'm still in my starter house. been about 30 years into my starter house.
How's that punch list coming?
Well, I've renovated it 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
In 19... let's see. What date? What's the year now? This is a new year. 3 months ago, I just took on a new renovation in the house. I need my head examined.
Oh, my goodness.
So I basically tore off all the siding, new trim, new windows, new siding, new dormer, new front porch, new walls, new driveway.
So you're
goodness.
So you're not hanging pictures rearranging.
I was actually hanging pictures the other day because we'll get to that part of it. In some part of it, I have to make some of it look good to keep my wife happy. But I need my head examined.
Now, do you have your crew out there helping you, or
yes.
is this where you have your bags on the weekend?
I'm there. At night and on weekends, and then I have some of my crew there during the week too.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's a little bit too big for me just to do it on my own.
With all those things are happening at once?
All those things are happening at once.
And are you doing a roof penetration for the dormer?
Oh yeah, the roof's already been removed on the front of the house. The roof has been lifted. We actually removed the foundation under that part of the house, and I moved it out to put a garage door in so I can make a garage under the house.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Make a garage under the house.
Yeah. So you're not exactly hanging chair rail.
No.
You're not just painting.
Actually, we are doing some chair rail.
What aren't you doing at your house?
What aren't I doing? Let's say I put new radiant heat in. That's good.
I put
radiant
heat in the driveway. Did you pour slabs? Or you put it in the driveway?
I put it in the driveway. I put porous driveway. So brick pavers were over porous driveway with radiant heat because I didn't want to shovel anymore.
Yeah.
Mm.
But then I also put only radiant heat in the center of the house. Or actually through the whole house.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah.
So is any part of your house original? Is it all rebuilt?
It's a new old house.
It's a new old house. Is it old enough to be a timber frame?
No, it's a balloon frame.
Balloon frame?
1845.
1855. So it's about...
It's a Greek revival.
Okay, so you've got some molding details on the outside that...
We got the tape, the pyramid-style detail with the big quarter round.
Right.
But then I made all of that fresh, took off all the old wood, and then made everything out of PVC.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that's
and then
smart.
I've got a cementitious siding. I'm using CertainTeed cementitious siding.
Right.
Stuff paints up wonderful.
I've installed that, and it's luscious. It's luscious. It's not going anywhere.
No, it's not going anywhere. But seriously, it paints up beautifully.
Yep.
The biggest drawback to it is the dust issue.
Yes.
You know, so we're using air nippers and cutters to cut it, so there's no dust.
I was going to ask you how many thousands of blades you went through.
None.
Yeah.
No, we don't go through any because the nippers are clean. It just gives you a nice break.
Right.
And what's nice about the cutter or the slitter like that is you actually get a little bit of a rough cut, but that's actually perfect for the right dimension that you need for your caulking to slit into. So it gives you plenty of room for expansion and contraction.
Now, are you putting any paper up behind
that? Oh, every joint.
Every joint?
Every joint.
And you're tucking it up against...
And everything gets back caulked.
Okay.
Every connection between all the trims is all back caulked. So you drop the siding into that after you prime the edge.
Right.
Drop the siding into the wet caulking, nail it, and then another bead of caulking to seal
that. Right, so you're sealing it all the way around.
Nice and tight.
Nice. Because unlike old houses, new houses don't breathe, so we got to keep that water vapor out of there.
Oh, that's the other thing I did is I took out the insulation.
That's the other thing.
The other thing.
You know, Norm's coming on in 3 days. Is this going to end anytime soon?
I took the fiberglass insulation that was in the wall out, and then I injected foam into all the walls.
Oh, wow.
So,
really?
But a huge difference. Huge difference.
Yeah. Wow. Now open cell, closed cell phone.
Open.
There you go.
Open cell.
Right on. Wow. So, okay. If we keep going on this track, we'll be here for 2 days.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I always think about the projects that we're doing in our house, and you're making me feel like we basically have nothing going on.
Well.
And we have a lot going on.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way at all.
Yeah. No?
You know, we have a slightly smaller crew of... Me.
Yeah, well, that's...
me?
This is the first renovation that I did in my house that I actually have my crew there. Because all the others that I've done, I've always done after work, at night, and on weekends and Sundays.
And what we're doing is a room-by-room remodel.
That's the smartest way to do it. I think the biggest mistake people make when they get an old house and they move in, and they first move in, they say, oh, great, we're going to do a renovation. And they start to demo something. And they say, oh, this was good. Let's go demo the other room. Oh, this was great. Look at what we've done. Let's go demo another room. Before they know, they've demoed the whole house. What they don't realize, it's going to take 10 times the time to put the house back together as it did to demolish it.
Yeah, so true.
My rule of thumb has always been, if you've got a house and you're buying that house for the first time, the smartest thing that you can do for a homeowner, as a homeowner, is pick the smallest room in the house, go in and do everything possible to that room that you think you're going to need to do, and then go above and beyond and do it better, and make it gorgeous. And when you're done, put a glass of wine in there, or put a bottle of wine and a glass in there, and a couple of candles. Put a lock on the door and leave it. And don't go back to it until you're at that point of the project when you said, what are we doing? I hate this project. Go find the key, go in the room, light the candles, and drink the wine. And you'll say, this is why we're doing this. But you have to have something that's completed that you can go back and look at.
Well, in our house, I know, at times it gets a little overwhelming because it wasn't touched at all for, like, I don't know, 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, and when they touched it wrong.
Yeah. And so every time we finish a room, it just gives me peace. I go in there and I just do that. I just relax and say, okay.
Yeah, but you got to have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And if you just keep going crazy, people just going crazy, ripping it all out, you don't have anything to look forward to except aggravation.
Yeah.
Because it becomes overwhelming. And construction, renovation, if you're living there, is very stressful. Construction alone is stressful, but living there is really painful.
Right. And doing it yourself and nights and weekends and tired, and the dog needs a walk and the kids have to go here and there.
Yeah. Those kids, they always have to eat, too.
Oh. Yeah, don't you hate that?
Yeah, every
kids,
day.
I know.
They are constantly eating.
Yeah.
It's with
Wait till they become teenagers.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if we're going to get there.
They can eat. Believe me. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. So let me turn the tide a little bit and ask a different hypothetical question, which, well, I guess it wasn't hypothetical. What would you envision life being like had you not gotten that phone call that brought you into the world of this old house and asked this old house?
Wow, that was a long time ago. I was actually...
We got time. Norma doesn't have to go anywhere. He's over there. He's waving us off saying, you know what? You know, talk this over.
Before this old house, I worked with my dad, and we were actually brought into Boston to WGBH to come in and build a first how-to show set, which was called at the time the Victory Garden, the Crockett's Victory Garden Show.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and we built that set, and it was like, this is the new thing, how-to television. And we didn't know how successful it was going to be, but we built it. And at the time, we were then asked if we would be interested in doing a how-to show, not even knowing what the name of it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
And that was obviously this whole house, but 3 years later is when the show started, and we got the call to do it, and I turned him down. My dad turned him down. We turned him down 2 years in a row.
Oh, wow.
But he was persistent, and 5 years after that, we got a call, and I'm doing it and loving it.
Wow.
Wow. Turned him down.
Turned him down.
Well, you know, who knew? Who knew that 50 million people a month would be touched by this old house?
Yeah, and it's the 30th season, too.
30th year. And ask this old house, we're just completing our 8th season.
Wow.
So we never expected this to go. The average life of a reality show is like 3 years, 5 years if you're lucky.
Mm. Sure. Well, the words reality show didn't exist 30 years ago.
No. Well, this old house is the guru of how-to television.
Yeah.
The producer, the creator, Russ Morris, he's the guru of how-to television.
Yeah.
Great guy. He had a vision, and We followed it.
Now, is this true, and I don't mean this to be anything other than a true fact, is it true that the format of this old house, and maybe ask this old house, is based on the Julia Child's cooking show?
Well, same guy he produced.
Yeah.
Same guy created it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's his baby. Julia Child's, the French chef, was Russ's creation.
Right.
And he grew up, his father was a carpenter. And
Russ Morash's father.
Russ loves to work with his hands.
Uh-huh.
So he knows a lot of what we do. He just thought that people would like to watch how to work on their houses and learn. And he was right.
So right.
Absolutely, I guess.
Yeah.
I know people who don't like to work on their houses who watch you guys.
But the whole issue is if you don't like to work on your house, that's fine, but you're going to need work on your house. And people realize that, but people like to sit and watch people work.
Yeah.
But if they're getting educated on how to do things right, when they hire someone to do that, whatever project there is in their house, and they've seen it on TV done the right way, they can then ask the right questions.
So
if they see something being done wrong with the question, they come up and they can ask, well, why are you doing it that way? Why wouldn't you do it this way?
Perfect.
You know?
So important.
So
perfect.
We've educated the homeowner, and we've educated the builder because the homeowners are educated.
It's true. I've picked up tricks, tips, principles off of both of those shows. And we thank you for not only 30 years of a great career in influencing both homeowners and builders, but, you know, and entertaining us.
It's been a lot of fun. It sure has. And I'll keep doing it as long as they want me.
Tom, we love that so much.
Thanks so much for joining us
my
Fix It Up Life.
My pleasure.
Thank
Teresa,
you very
great
much.
To meet you.
And
good luck with your project.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the show.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Thanks a lot.
Damn. Wish I could shut my Playboy mouth. Oh. How to turn my shirt inside out. Right. Sounds all your poison, babe. Rolls in the phone, they say. And we're all getting home tonight.
Inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa from the floor of the International Builders Show in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth.
Yes, and we're sharing some time with my Fix It Up Life audience probably doesn't know much about him, Norm Abram.
Yeah, probably. Never
heard
of him.
He's got a new show.
There's a new show that he's on now. Yeah, uh-huh.
Norm Abram, master carpenter from this old house.
Yes.
New Yankee Workshop.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
Nope, you're not.
Oh, good news. Okay, so, all right. Wow, all right. I got that.
Two shows is enough.
Good. Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, well, thanks for joining us. And should we ask him some questions?
We should ask him some questions, dear. I think that's important. I think that's how an interview goes.
So, how you been?
Great.
Good.
I have a question I'm dying to ask.
Okay.
Now, does your shop look anything like the shop on TV?
Well, that is my shop.
It is?
No, it isn't my personal shop, but I, when we started doing the New Yankee Workshop, we built that shop specifically for the show. I remember being on a flight somewhere with Russell Morash, who created all these great shows, and he said, let's take out the napkin and start sketching out how we would like to lay out that shop. And then he and I built it. The two of us actually built the shop.
Like the actual building the shop
is in? The building. I built the side where the paint shop was. I built that for us in just before this old house started.
Oh, wow.
That's how I actually met him.
No kidding.
So then we built the shop, and, you know, I'm in there all the time.
I got to get better clients.
And, look at how bad of a road it sent me down. And it's fully open to me. So at home, I just had, I have a table saw and a joiner and a bandsaw, but you know, why waste my time there when I can just drive down the road a few miles and go into the workshop and work down there?
Perfect.
When I built the house we live in now, I had a plan for a dream workshop there. That's been slightly altered now. I have a house that is an older house that we purchased a couple of years ago, and that's where I'm going to build a dream workshop.
Ooh.
So that's going to be my... You know, that's going to be the retirement shop, let's call it that.
So is there anything in this dream shop that you're going to have that isn't in the New Yankee Workshop shop?
No, you know, the New Yankee Workshop really is...
Because you have everything there.
Well, pretty much.
Yeah. But,
you know, there's always something new that you see that you want.
Okay, sure.
But, you know, the core tools that I use all the time, I would recommend to anyone if they want to start a workshop. And those are the tools that I use in every single project that I work on in the workshop. And then there's a lot of, you know, luxury tools like the wide belt sander.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
spindle sander.
The spindle sander and those items. But it was a great help in making the TV shows, and that when I built the prototypes, it made it easier, so I didn't have to spend so much time there and concentrate on ideas for the show and things we wanted to present with the projects.
Oh, so good.
Well, now, I don't even know how you can answer this question, but those are, as anyone knows, really highly involved woodworking projects that clearly take planning and timing and execution. How are you able to balance that with a full-on renovation television show?
Well, you know,
because you still have all your hair and it's pretty good color.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, I guess I have good genes, and I still have all my fingers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when I started with this old house, I was a general contractor in remodeling business and renovations, and I had done some new work as well. I did kind of both, but it ended up being more of the renovation remodeling business that I was into. And for the first 10 years, the first 9 years, actually, of this old house, you know, the first year was a renegade crew of carpenters put together by Morash, and we sort of pulled this thing together in 15, 16 weeks.
Wow.
And then the second project we were on for an entire year, and that was a big project, a historic building. One of my favorites was the Bigelow House. It was a shingle-style house.
Oh, love those.
Converted into condominiums. H.H. Richardson design.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And, you know H.H.?
Yes, I do.
I don't know
I went to architecture school,
oh, okay.
So...
A lot of Boston buildings done by him as well. So during that time, I would do my regular work, and then I would do this old house projects in between. And sometimes simultaneously, I would have jobs going on. Very much, you know, what Tom does today. I mean, once Tom came into the play, that allowed me to really do the New Yankee Workshop, because I couldn't be a general contractor full-time, run a construction, I mean, do this old house projects, and do the New Yankee Workshop. So the workshop, you know, it works. If you looked at the calendar, you'd say, geez, how do you guys do it? But somehow we managed to get enough days in the year to accomplish both shows.
Wow.
And I think I've seen on, there's a webcam at the project, I think this fall, that you could watch you working on the house.
Yeah, we've had webcams up for this old house for several years now. And it's good for a couple reasons. It lets the public get in there and see what's happening, although you don't have audio. But you can kind of see what's going on. This camera is strategically placed. And then we have the Tommy Cam, which he can move around on his project.
Okay.
There you go.
And it also keeps us on our remote projects. It allows us to keep an eye on our contractors when we're not there every day.
Oh.
I thought you were going to have that done today.
Oh, really?
How come that's not done? And it's a great security system as well.
I should do that with you.
Well, if it's like any other carpentry site that I've been on, you don't want audio.
That's true.
No, not so much.
Hey, Bruno, come here. I got a story for you.
But it is fun to watch it and see the progress, you know, as the projects move on.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it is really neat.
Because you see that before you see the show, because the show follows quite a few weeks after the program, particularly the first show of each season. We start filming that April or May. Mm-hmm. Doesn't go on the air until October.
Okay.
Right. So we're well into it by the time you start seeing it, but you can see the progress on the webcam.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well, now, you're officially retired, right?
No. Don't say that word.
We don't say that word. Okay, then I've got to stop reading magazines and websites and stuff. What's the deal?
Well, we are not making any more New Yankee Workshop programs. We felt that after 20 years, we had pretty much accomplished what we wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And if you knew the history of the show, when we started out, Russ and I said, 4 years, 52 programs, you know, 13 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it. No one else will be interested. And even Marion, his wife, who was the chef on the Victory Garden, said, who's ever going to watch a show like that?
Yeah.
And we went 4 years, and we had good corporate support, good funders. And then we did 10, and then we did 15, and then we crept up on 20. And we just kind of said, you know, how many more tables can we build? How much more can we really build?
Right.
And so we said, all right, well, let's. This is a good stopping point for us. We've done everything from, you know, a medicine cabinet to a Tiger Maple Highboy.
Mm. Yeah.
And but the good news is that we're not gone forever. And what we found is that there's so much interest in our older programs that January 1st, we launched full episodes on the New Yankee Workshop, newyankee.com.
Ooh.
And the very first show that ran was the very first show that I was in. So you see this shop in a stripped-down version.
Oh, wow.
You know, no time saver, no big unisaw,
yeah.
You know, a four-inch joiner.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's on newyankee.com?
We're running one show a week, and mm-hmm. we launched on January 1st. Our site got slammed. Really hard, and we got hundreds of emails since. It looks like a home run. People are loving to see the old shows.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we have to check that out.
That's great, and that sort of dovetails with a dovetails. Get it? See how I did that?
Yeah, you're just so smart.
Sort of half-blind dovetails with my next question, which is, over the 20 years of the New Yankee Workshop, were you hearing from viewers or maybe hear like a trade show or email, whatever, could you build, would you build?
Oh, yes. You know, we have a section on the website called Yankees at Work, and they send in photographs of their projects. Some of them are modified versions of what we did on the workshop. Some of them are their own projects. And people take a lot of pride in woodworking, and when they build something for the first time, even if it's not perfect, they're really proud of themselves, and they like to show it off and, you know, and teach other people. And I've heard lately, or actually over the last several years, people who passed on being in the shop with their grandfathers or fathers now are regretting it.
Mm.
So they're trying to influence their children,
oh,
and they're spending more time with them doing projects. So, you know, we felt that we were going to give good projects to people for the 20 years, simple ones, challenging ones, hopefully help them do it right. And we've gone modern. We've converted our library all to DVD. So every plan and every project we've ever done is still available.
Oh, wow.
Man, that is great. Yeah. And we're actually going to have to say goodbye.
We are.
We're bumping up against
the
break.
Spread the word that I'm not retired. I'm just taking
not
a
retired.
Different path.
That's great. So Norm joined us, and I flubbed it on my Fix It Up Live.
Totally flubbed it.
Norm, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And we will be back with more from the Da Vinci Roofscapes in Las Vegas, Nevada on My Fix It Up Life.
Can't touch, but the girls want to know why boys like us so much. They like the way we dance. They like the way we work. They like the way they dance. Going past my shirt. They like the way my pants. They compliment my shape. She likes the way we react. Every time the bass fades, realize it calls your name. Let the people wind you up and don't stop till your time is up. Wind it up. Wind it up. You got to let the people get under your skin. You got to open up and let it all in. Once it gets in, the popping begins. And you find out why all the boys stare. They're trying to fight our style, trying to study our approach. You like the way we do it, so if it's a no, I guess they hate us though. So they should leave the room. The clubs and cause it every time the bass bang. Realize it was a thing. Let the beat wind you up and don't stop till your time is up. Wind it up. Wind it up. Wind it up. Wind it up.
4 minutes.
Come on, girl, you know you own it. You know your keys to TikTok. Hell yeah. You know they're watching. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, get it, girl.
And we're inside the Da Vinci Roofscapes booth inside the International Builder Show in Las Vegas.
And we are having a great time. We've knocked out some excellent interviews. We've had some great people here.
We have.
We've been able to learn more about the Da Vinci Roofscapes synthetic slate and shake products.
We have. We
which
have.
I'm loving life on that. We've got the slates, but they've got shakes, which are different than cedar shingles. There's a whole other conversation between slate and shake.
And we talked to Lumber Liquidators.
We did. We got some updates on flooring trends.
And their phone app, too.
Oh, yeah. I got to get an iPhone just to keep up with what the apps are.
You know, there are so many cool apps out there right now. I think the Builder Show has an app, too.
Get out of here.
They totally do.
Well, I hope that app brings us visitors to the Builder Show, to the My Fix It Up Live presentation here at Da Vinci Roofscapes.
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd rock. So well, far, it's not working. Now, where are our fans?
And we found out that Fat Max is never going to talk to us.
Fat Max not only isn't going to talk to us, but he's not going anywhere.
He's not going anywhere, but he's staying inside wherever he is.
In fact, Stanley, under the Bostitch brand, is adding new tools, which we are going to get our hands on first.
Well, I don't know if we're going to get on first, but we're going to ask if we can get our hands on first. So maybe we can do some giveaways, too.
Maybe we can do some giveaways of some Bostitch-branded hand tools that are pro-grade, big-deal, well-designed, smartly designed.
Very smart.
Yes. Very excited about that. So even though Stanley hasn't promised us anything, I promise you that you'll get them.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah. We can promise on Facebook.
Well, yes. Visit us on Facebook and become our fan. And we're very proud to say that we have more fans than any other home improvement radio show on Facebook.
Oh, congratulations. A hearty handshake to you.
Hearty handshake to you, too. Which we love, so.
Well, we are also. Todd Langston from Stanley Tools just waved us goodbye. See you later.
He's probably going to go have a meeting with Fat Max.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
We should chase him down.
Yeah. We had some fantastic interviews and great insights from home improvement television icons Tom Silva and Norm Abram.
Yes, we were very lucky for them to stop by and talk with us, and we, you know, got to know them a little bit better.
Yes, we did. I really liked Tom's insight on finish, take a project, and finish it.
Yes, take a small project.
Yes.
You start small. Don't start big. Don't, you know, get out your sledgehammer and just start knocking things down because...
Don't blow the whole shack out. You got to live somewhere.
Yeah, and it's not good for a marriage to have, you know, not a house, a house that's not livable.
No, that's true. That is true. And we are going to return to Las Vegas.
Well, we are inside Las Vegas. We haven't left it. We're just inside the convention center. And so check us out on Twitter. Follow us. Check us out on Facebook and become our fan. And enter to win cool gear every week on My Fix It Up Life. Email us at info@myfixitup.life.com. Yes. Or enter to win on Facebook. And check out our videos on YouTube to find out, you know, what we're doing inside our house renovations.
That's all happening on future shows of My Fix It Up Life. What's next in home improvement entertainment?
Welcome. Living Legend. I was walking down the street. I saw the poster.